Or am I the oldest one around here? LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 122. This is the podcast that's reading through the Bible in 1 year. I'm glad you're here today. Welcome. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If you'd like to write to me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Have you gone over to lifespringmedia.com/survey yet? If not, please do that. I'm asking you to go over there and spend probably less than 2 minutes to answer just 10 questions. They're easy, but I need you to answer them because I would like to get to know you better. You will remain anonymous, and I don't collect your name or email address. No personally identifiable information is asked for. I just want to be able to do the most helpful to you podcast I can, and I need to know just a few things about you in order to do that. This is not a marketing survey. I'm not going to be taking on any advertisers. It's not about that. This is just to understand who is listening. So please, right now, while you're thinking about it, go to lifespringmedia.com/survey. You can come back and finish the podcast when you've finished answering the questions. And I'm only going to leave the survey up for a limited time, so I need you to do it now. Please, stop the podcast, go do the survey, and then come back. Please, I appreciate it. Okay, you're back. Thank you for doing that. Today's reading will be Psalms 51 through 53. If you'd like to know what Bible translations I'm using today, that information will be at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode 122. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I pray that you would speak to each one who hears. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our ears to hear. Open our eyes to see what you have for us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Psalms chapter 51. God, show me your favor in keeping with your faithful love. Because your love is so tender and kind, wipe out my lawless acts. Wash away all of the evil things I have done. Make me pure from my sin. I know the lawless acts I have committed. I can't forget my sin. You are the one I've really sinned against. I've done what is evil in your sight. So you are right when you sentence me. You are fair when you judge me. I know I've been a sinner ever since I was born. I've been a sinner ever since my mother became pregnant with me. I know that you want truth to be in my heart. You teach me wisdom deep down inside me. Make me pure by sprinkling me with hyssop plant. Then I will be clean. Wash me. Then I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear you say, "Your sins are forgiven." That will bring me joy and gladness. Let the body you have broken be glad. Take away all of my sins. Wipe away all of the evil things I have done. God, create a pure heart in me. Give me a new spirit that is faithful to you. Don't send me away from you. Don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. Give me back the joy that comes from being saved by you. Give me a spirit that obeys you. That will keep me going. Then I will teach your ways to those who commit lawless acts, and sinners will turn back to you. You are the God who saves me. I have committed murder. Take away my guilt. Then my tongue will sing about how right you are, no matter what you do. Lord, open my lips so that I can speak. Then my mouth will praise you. You don't take delight in sacrifice. If you did, I would bring it. You don't take pleasure in burnt offerings. The greatest sacrifice you want is a broken spirit. God, you will gladly accept a heart that is broken because of sadness over sin. May you be pleased to give Zion success. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then holy sacrifices will be offered in the right way. Whole burnt offerings will bring delight to you, and bulls will be offered on your altar. Psalms chapter 52. Why do you boast, great one, of your evil? God's faithfulness is eternal. You make plans to ruin others. Your tongue is like a sharp razor. You're always inventing lies. You love evil more than good, and falsehood more than truth. You love to hurt people with your words, you liar, so God will ruin you forever. He will take hold of you and snatch you from your home. He will remove you from the world of the living. Righteous people will see this and be afraid. Then they will laugh at you and say, look, here is someone who did not depend on God for safety, but trusted instead in great wealth and looked for security in being wicked. But I am like an olive tree growing in the house of God. I trust in His constant love forever and ever. I will always thank you, God, for what you have done. In the presence of your people, I will proclaim that you are good. Psalms chapter 53. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have committed abominable justice. There is no one who does good. God has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there is anyone who understands, who seeks after God. Every one of them has turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Have the workers of wickedness no knowledge, who eat up my people as though they ate bread, and have not called upon God? There they were in great fear where no fear had been. For God scattered the bones of him who encamped against you. You put them to shame, because God has rejected them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion! When God restores his captive people, let Jacob rejoice. Let Israel be glad. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful prayer Psalm 51 is. And better than that, it must have been a beautiful song, as the Psalms are. And for those of you who might be from the Jesus freak generation, as I am, verses 10 to 13 might have sounded just a little bit familiar. Let me read them to you from the King James Version, which I much prefer for this psalm. It goes, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Ring a bell? If you thought of Keith Green, then you're correct. If you don't know Keith Green's music, I highly recommend you look him up on whatever your preferred music service is. Keith Green put music to these three verses, and literally every time I hear it, I end up in tears. Keith went to be with the Lord in 1982 at the age of just 29. He was in a plane crash with two of his children and nine other people. I would love to play the song for you, but those stinking copyright laws prevent me from doing that. So, let's talk about it. Psalm 51 is a song, a prayer even, of a man who loves God and longs to be in a right relationship with Him. It begins with David confessing that he is a sinner in need of forgiveness. He says, and I'm going to be quoting the King James Version. He says, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Hide my face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. And then I love this. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Sounds like David had the meaning of the Great Commission 1,000 years before Jesus gave it, doesn't it? Jesus said, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So that goes along with what David said there. Let me read it to you again. Then I will teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. And then near the end, David writes, Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. David knew and loved God, don't you think? There's no wonder he was called a man after God's own heart in 1 Samuel 13:14 and Acts 13:22. I invite your comments. Are you from the Jesus freak generation? Let me know. Or am I the oldest one around here? Anyway, write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we are going to read Job 35 and 36. We'll hear more of what Elihu had to say. Now please, if you haven't already, please do me a favor and take about 2 minutes to fill out the very easy survey at lifespringmedia.com/survey. Please do it while you're thinking about it, because there's a very limited time I'm going to leave it open. I need you to do this for me. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for joining me again today. Bye.